that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go.
Good morning, Oregonians, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads. Hi, I'm Dr. Bud Pierce, and today we'll be talking about COVID-19, another update on the pandemic. And as always, we start off with what is the big picture? And the big picture is you're doing great. We're doing great in Oregon with this disease that is impacting us greatly, but from a medical point of view. From a medical point of view, things are well in hand. And so what's happening in terms of our society, we always want to talk about the unfortunates who passed away from the disease. 414 Oregonians have passed away from the COVID-19 pandemic since the first case was isolated in February of this year. 414 people have passed away, sadly, in about 6 months. During that time, over 15,000 Oregonians have passed away from other causes. 15,400. We don't like to lose anybody for any reason, but again, it's not impacting us in a severe way at this point in time. From the medical point of view, in terms of what I see in my daily practice, very few cases in the hospital, which is great. We're learning better how to take care of patients. Our hospitals are filling up once again with regular medical work, taking care of cancer patients, heart disease patients, elective admissions. So again, the medical system well in hand. You hear about other parts of the country, ICU bed strain, capacity strain. No strain. We're back pretty much to business as usual, always ready at an instant if the virus and the pandemic flares to shut down the regular medical work and get the hospital ready for any surge. And that's really for any disease going forward. That's just not about this, because at any time we could have another virus come through and we have to be ready. This has been a great bad experience for us in that it's shown that we can get ready at an instant. The medical system is robust. We can take care of our patients. So be assured that if you become ill from the COVID-19 pandemic virus, there is medical care out there for you. Now, there's a lot of concern right now. We're getting ready to ramp up and go to school. There's a lot of concern about our children and our children's safety and how are they being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, over the last 3 months, Oregon is just one of 20 states that report no deaths from the COVID-19 virus. No deaths. There's not one in our state over the last 90 days, and 20 states report no deaths. During that time in our country, there's been about 70,000 people that have lost their lives due to COVID, 90 children over that time period. Now, every year, about 20,000 children die of normal natural causes. Actually, 60% are accidents. So accidents are the leading cause of childhood death in our country. So again, we have about 5,000 plus children dying of accidents primarily and other bizarre diseases and such, and 90 in our country dying of COVID. So from a child's point of view, and many more getting infected as this virus spreads throughout our culture and our society, very few children succumb to the disease. So children look pretty, pretty darn safe. And that should be what the policymakers, the parents, the school administrators, the leadership decides in terms of allowing children back into school with good safety measures. So again, for children, looks not too lethal. And overall, if you're going to be seriously ill or if you potentially might lose your life due to COVID, it's the older people. It's the people that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, that are the 90s. They're the people who are at high risk of actually getting seriously ill. And many people in that age group don't even get seriously ill when they experience the virus. But that's a group where the virus can get out of hand, either get too aggressive and affect you, or your immune system response can actually make you quite ill. So again, if you're 45 or below, and if you're 20 and below in a child, your risk of getting seriously ill and dying from COVID is very, very, very low. Now, you could be part of a pandemic spread issue, but in terms of you getting sick and ending up hospitalized and hopefully, you know, this will never happen, you become ill enough to die, your risk when you're younger is very low. Now, in terms of what we know about prevention or what we can do, this is a respiratory virus. I can tell you this, when a doctor or medical person goes into the room of a person who is positive for COVID-19, we're geared up. We're flat geared up. We got gowns, we got masks, we got face shields. So that tells you that we certainly believe in the transmissibility of this virus from person to person. And when we know there's a person that we're taking care of that's affected or infected, we protect ourselves. And this is a respiratory virus that's moving through society. So while the evidence of what you exactly need to do in this virus is not incredibly robust, strong, it's common sense about face masks, washing. It's interesting, regular hand soap destroys this virus. You don't need to have some kind of toxic chemical that you put on your skin. Just wash your hands with soap and water. And being spread out or socially distanced, it makes sense if you want to lessen transmissibility. So those practical things, absolutely sensible. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that when we go into a room and we have someone with COVID-19, we are protecting ourselves. And the limited data that's available says that those are effective ways to lessen spread or decrease spread or prevent spread, because you know, cops sputum and spit on people that have the virus particles in them. So the takeaway, we want big picture here. You know, you hear all these numbers and all that. Remember, we're doing so well in Oregon. There are states where governors are writing books about how you fight the pandemic. Their death rate is like 18 times higher than Oregon's. So if you want to go and find out what you should do to be safe from the pandemic, come to Oregon. Watch the people. I'm working on the coast and I'm working in Salem and I got to travel to Portland. Impressive what all of us are doing to lessen the spread of the virus and to protect ourselves. Most people are wearing masks. Most people are socially distancing. Hygiene is always good here. We'll just leave it at that. And we're going to get through this surely. Let me close with a few medical things. Dexamethasone, 6 milligrams, probably costs 1 penny to make, is the one drug that has been shown in hospitalized patients to change mortality. It can probably cut the mortality by up to 30%. That's a simple steroid developed after World War II. That works. All this other stuff we're putting money into right now, remdesivir and the other things we're studying, very modest. Not wrong to do, but really not robust yet at this point in time. Vaccines. Lots of vaccines are being shown that when you inject people or have them inhale the vaccine, they can make an immune response to the virus. So that looks really good. And it looks promising that we're going to come up with something. But this is the issue really with vaccines. How safe are they really? And that's something that's tricky, because you can vaccinate a lot of people and protect them from the virus. And theoretically, some years down the road, they could have some real negative consequence from even one vaccination. Now, there's ways of figuring that out before waiting 5 or 10 years to see if it happens. But that's why you have to do careful work. You know, the Russians being criticized for saying they have a vaccine, they actually may have a vaccine. The Russians, you know, when you think about that society, putting people in space, the periodic table for you chemists out there, they're the really smart people. But again, the issue of safety, not just immune response and protecting you, but of safety is a critical one. So great place, keep going. We're gonna get through this. This is nature at work. We're part of nature, we're robust. It'll be okay. Have a happy day. Get ready for the fall and all the fall events we can do. More and more normalcy is coming to our society, and we're gonna get to where we wanna go. Thank you very much.